there, and welcome to another episode of Shouting in the Evening, brought to you by the Scheidt International Theatre Company. Please make yourselves comfortable. The performance is about to begin.
Rita.
Who?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to bother you.
No, it's my fault. I'm just really jumpy.
Maybe meeting up in a coffee shop wasn't the best choice then.
It's better than a bar, trust me.
Good to know. I'm Dave.
I gathered as much when you said my name. Unless I should be worried now that total strangers out there are tracking me down.
You never know. People are cuckoo banana pants these days.
Did you just say cuckoo banana pants? Like, really? Or is the copious amount of coffee causing me to hallucinate?
No.
Liar.
May I sit?
Don't know after that last line.
I'll take that as a yes. So, you're really her, Wild.
Not what you expected, huh?
No, not really.
Gee, thanks.
No, I mean, I thought you'd be, well, worse looking.
On one hand, I could take that as a compliment, that you are consumed by my beauty. But on the other, it sounds like my personality led you to believe I was ugly.
Then let me ask you, am I what you expected?
I thought you would be taller.
Taller? Why?
You talked online like you were a tall person, that's all.
How does a tall person talk?
Like you did. I don't know. This is not going well.
I'm just teasing you. I always wanted to be tall, so at least I got the conversational attributes of someone who is.
It's crazy, isn't it? A dating website where you don't see anyone else's pictures. It's like that TV show where you can't see the singer, but only hear their voice. So I couldn't hear your voice or see your face. Call me Helen Keller.
You know, most people would be offended at that joke.
Most people have no sense of humour. My point is, who thought such a dating app like that would work?
Probably the guy who invented it.
For your information, it was actually created by a woman. Do you really think a guy would make a dating website where you couldn't see what your matches looked like?
You have a point there. But look, it's working for us, isn't it?
Jury's still out. So I have a confession to make.
That's exactly what every guy wants to hear.
I'm actually that woman.
What woman?
The woman. The one who created the website that we met on.
Oh, that's cool. Good going.
I'm not done.
All right.
There are no other women on the site.
What do you mean? I've talked to others there before you.
Most of the other women are just AI. Algorithms programmed to make conversation. It's really no different than those old computer games where you could type anything in and it would respond with a question.
So you're telling me I've spent hours upon hours talking to a computer?
Yes. Well, not entirely. You did talk to one person.
One? Just one? Who was it? Belinda? Ali? Oh wait, I know, Kate. Although, maybe it was Gwen, now that I think of it.
Yes.
Yes, what? You said I talked to one person. Which one?
All of them. They were all me.
That's... that's not possible, is it?
You're thinking, if it were me playing all these women, I'd need multiple phones and computers to be able to keep up appearances?
This is certainly an interesting development, but why? What's the point of all of this? Was I some sort of lab experiment? A virtual guinea pig?
I'm so glad you asked.
Oh, judge by your response, I probably wish I didn't.
You are one in a million. Actually, you're more like one in 3.97 billion.
My mother would agree with you.
After years and years of research, which would be too complicated for someone like you to understand...
Thank you.
It was determined that you, Mr. Dave Rains, are the... Are you ready for it?
Probably not.
Too bad. You are the most average man in the world. Ta-da!
Wow.
Right! That's quite an accomplishment. As a side note, I was curious about where I ranked in terms of all the women in the world. Turns out I'm in the top 10th percentile. Blew my mind. But you couldn't be more average. Isn't that a weight off your shoulders?
Not where my mind immediately went, if I'm being honest.
Think about it. You're neither too handsome, nor too unattractive, too thin, nor too overweight, too interesting, nor too boring.
You know what's weird? Each time you say something, I end up feeling worse.
Exactly. You're neither too resilient, nor too sensitive.
This sure is my lucky day.
And you're definitely not too funny. Nor what?
In all the other examples, you said not this, nor this. So while the first part kind of hurts my feelings, the second part makes me feel a little better. So according to that pattern, I'm not too funny, but I'm also not too... what? Serious.
Oh, yeah, let's go with that.
This is Cuckoo Banana Pants.
Not too original either, clearly.
Oh, maybe we should have met in a bar after all, because I could use a drink.
Not too alcoholic, nor too teetotaler.
Can we still chat? We sort of hit it off online, you know. We had chemistry, didn't we?
Oh, Dave, honey, sweetheart, I'm so sorry. That chemistry was just part of the experiment. I'm married. Thought this huge rock on my finger would have tipped you off. Add not too perceptive to the list.
Ah, right.
Yes. My Charles is in the top 1% of men. I sure am a lucky girl.
And the whole idea of finding the love of your life based on who the person is and without being first judged by your parents' mission of the website. What was that?
Yeah, that wasn't real. Just a ruse to find the most average man in the world. And it worked!
But you couldn't have possibly studied all men. I mean, what about all the guys who aren't on your website?
A single man who doesn't try every possible way online to get laid, especially when it costs nothing to be on there. Clearly below average.
That's a slightly unfair portrayal of men.
There's another! Neither too offended nor too passive. But I must be going. Charles is waiting for me. He's going to love to hear all about this.
Well, if I can bring Charles some pleasure, consider my life fulfilled.
Sure. And don't worry, Dave. I'm sure there's a perfectly average girl who's perfect for you. Maybe even slightly above average, like my Charles. Trust me, she's out there somewhere. Just not on my website. She's probably in Tanzania or something, but fingers crossed.
Well, back to square one.
Oh!
Oh, no! Oh, God! Oh, I'm so sorry. It was an accident. Let me get you some napkins.
Oh, this is Cuckoo Banana Pants.
What did you just say?
That was Cuckoo Banana Pants, written by Jake Lewis, and starring Rebecca Holborn, Thomas Jancis, and Ali Gallo. Thanks go to our esteemed technical wizard, Ian, for sound manipulation and button wrangling. Join us again next week for another Shouting in the Evening production. Cheerio!